Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, January 15th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did it meet your high and demanding expectations?
It had not very many black squares, which made it a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went through all the stages one goes through when doing a crossword puzzle.
Denial? Is that one of them?
No.
Grief?
No. The first one is, I can't do this puzzle. There's absolutely no way I'm going to get this done.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like, okay, well, I'll get a few here, but I know I'm going to have to look some of this stuff up. And then it's like, oh, I'm doing not so bad. You know, got more than half done.
Uh-huh.
And then you put that last, fill in that last square, and you get the congratulations, and it's total elation. It's like, yes, I did it.
Okay, so there's one more step that I experienced. I fill in the last letter, and it's wrong, and I have to go hunt for the answer. Uh-huh. But other than that, well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, because I thought this was kind of a challenging puzzle. A lot of long answers. And like I say, not a lot of black squares. So, but thankfully, there were a few that I knew right away. And I just sort of built around those and
mm-hmm.
was able to finish her up.
So I did this in 37:23.
I did it 35:49.
Right. So for all that, you still beat me.
Well, that's not really significantly different, I would say.
No, that's, I suppose not. But it was just, I don't know, it sounded like an epic, but I thought it was relatively straightforward for us. I mean, this is way better than my usual Saturday time.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, it was probably a little less. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was able to finish it, which I don't often do on Saturdays.
Oh.
I often have to get help, but...
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to do it all by myself.
Yep. Both,
no help.
Both Friday and Saturday were a little easier than last week,
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I do wonder if they gather statistics so they can sort of have an average of, like, how long it takes people to complete this. Because I presume when it finishes it, I would think it maybe sends the number off somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't say that it does. But there are some interesting clues in here. First of all, I knew you knew two down. Youngest ever QB to be named Super Bowl MVP 2020.
You betcha.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
From Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, I thought, well, you'll get that one right away.
Plays tomorrow.
Oh.
Plays tomorrow night.
Okay.
Against the Steelers.
Right. Three down, grow too old for was to age out of.
Uh-huh.
That was sort of an interesting phrase.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of, you know, grow out of.
Oh, I've heard of age out
really?
Of.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're a Cub Scout and then all of a sudden you hit a certain age level and then you can't be a Cub Scout anymore, so you age out of it and you're a Boy Scout.
Okay. All right. Right next to that was simoleons. And that was clams.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So I guess simoleons is just, so this is sort of like slang for money.
I don't know.
And I think so. Clams is slang for money, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think simoleons is too.
Oh, I would thought it maybe it was clams.
No, simoleons is, it's a dollar.
Oh.
How about a few simoleons to tide you over, for example?
Oh.
So
now we know
there are a million ways. There are a million bits of slang. There, you know, there's lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
There's moolah. Mm-hmm. There's simoleons. There's clams.
Dough.
Yeast. Mm-hmm. No, maybe not yeast.
Mm-hmm.
I thought eight down was great. The cold weather layer, blubber. Because
yeah.
I was like, okay, let's see, cold front, fog. You know.
Yeah. Well, I like nine down. Eye-opening declaration. Amen.
Yeah, I didn't quite... Why is that eye opening?
Because you close your eyes when you pray, and then when you say amen, you open your eyes.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right, that's good. 16 across, baby's barnyard bovine.
Oh, that took me a while.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, well, it'd be a mother cow. You know, like, I was thinking the baby was the calf, like a baby barnyard bovine. So it'd be like a baby cow.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But it was what a baby would call a barnyard bovine.
Right.
Which was moo cow.
See, I had moo moo for a while.
Oh.
Because I thought that sounded sort of babyish.
Moo cow.
Moo cow.
Mm-hmm.
12 down, like apples and oranges, was acidic.
Uh-huh.
That took me a while.
Yeah.
Mainly because I had M right as the second letter there from
Moo
Moo. Well,
you know, I was trying to think of something opposite, or not opposite, but unalike.
Right.
Or something like that, but no, it was acidic.
Well, I couldn't get anything to work, and I started thinking, oh, maybe it's like they're both nouns or something like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be one of those tricks. Actually, are apples really acidic? I mean, I know oranges are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they are because they wouldn't have put that in the New York Times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought one across. That took me a while, but I thought that was funny. Squarely, smack dab.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen smack dab in a crossword.
Well, it's smack dab in this one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are just lots of interesting clues in this. This was by Sam Azursky, mm-hmm. who works for, I think he works for the New York Times, right?
I don't know.
And, yeah, doesn't he do the spelling bee?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that he's the spelling bee guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he does all the spelling bees.
Mm.
And he does occasional I can still remember a crossword he did that had hand bra in it that I didn't get. And it was just very annoyed.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, that's not a word, but it was, or a concept, but it was.
Uh-huh.
13 down, safe. What did you think of when you saw that?
I didn't know.
Oh. I tried secure.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then I started thinking about vaults and all sorts of things, but it was no risk.
Yes.
Because I think secure and safe really aren't the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Boy, make slicker, maybe. The answer was re-oil.
Yeah.
Because 28 down, the O of oil was part of 28 down, start of many a criticism. I had IMO, in my opinion.
Oh, uh-huh.
But the answer was two.
Uh-huh.
Like, what? Criticism is like, too many people believe this? I mean,
I really didn't quite understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I had oil up.
Oh.
For a while.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't work. And so underneath it, it was a spiritual object. I put totem in right away.
Yes.
Then I took it out.
Mm.
But, yeah, I had a little trouble there. But mm-hmm. eventually I figured it's re-oil because I got the R from blubber.
Yes.
And then I put totem back in because it seemed to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Do
you do that? Do you put words in and then take them out?
I do if I can't get anything to work,
uh-huh.
but I am reluctant to put in a word. I'd much rather leave it blank and just sort of nibble away at it through the crosses. And then, you know, because once I've got a word in there, my brain starts to believe it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like nine across, not straight up. I put skewed for that.
Right.
And then I figured nine down was amen. I eventually got that, and so I thought, well, it's askew,
mm-hmm.
but of course that didn't fit, so then it was aslant, so that's...
Yeah. See, generally, like, if I have something like that, like it's like six letters for aslant, I will take a look at the crosses and see if I can get one of the crosses, and if the letters match, then I start to feel confident, and if I can get two crosses, then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, I'm reluctant to just write something down, because in most cases here, the only one, you know, when I go sort of look at the whole grid and look for clues that I know or knew, there aren't a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think the one that may be crashing an online meeting, 19 across, Zoom bombing, that was probably the one that I felt the most confident about. But, you know, but most of them, I'm like, I don't know. And but somehow I'm able to convince myself for the crosses, for the for what I generally are the shorter words. I don't know. I sort of trust myself more with those. I also 48 across, any of the seven dwarves, minor. I felt I felt pretty good about that. I thought maybe there's some trick to it. Bearded. Actually, they weren't all bearded, were they? At least, well, that's not. I don't know. Do they mean the Disney version or do they mean the real version?
Well, the real version, you don't know what they look like. It was a story.
Oh, they might have had pictures.
They might have, but they'd be different depending on who published it. So I thought 37, I had a little trouble with 37 across, wiped out.
Oh, ate
I
it.
I put eight up, but it was ate it.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's where I kind of ended. Because I had eight up, and then I thought, well, that doesn't look right, because I had 38 down, how things typically are. Phenorm. I had a P-H-E, phenorm, and I'm like, oh, no, that would be the norm. So when I changed it to T, I thought, well, it must be ate it, and that's when I solved the puzzle.
Did you notice they had 44 down again, country song, anthem?
Yes, yeah.
So
I knew that one right away.
Let's see, what else was...
And I like 36 down. Takes advantage of a situation, so to speak. Makes hay. So we had smack dab and makes hay.
Yes.
I like those terms.
We also had 57 across. Catchphrase of Winnie the Pooh, oh bother.
Yes.
I could not come up with that.
Oh, I remember that right away.
I was like...
How many times have I read that?
Well, you know, I just kept thinking bear of little brain, and I was trying to sort of work that into it. Of course, it didn't work. 61 across was interesting. Date format on digital forms.
Yeah.
MMDDYYYY.
Yeah.
That was nice. Did you know the Dalmatian mascot of the National Fire Protection Association?
Sparky.
Sparky.
Yeah.
So I had the SP and it ending in the Y. And at first I thought, well, Dalmatians are spotted. So I had Spotty. But then I couldn't get things to work and I took it out. And then I thought, oh, maybe it's somehow Sparky seemed right.
Yes.
I might have gotten.
It's the National Fire Association.
Well,
Sparky sort of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's fire protection. It ought to have been fire extinguishery, you know? I mean, Sparky's going to start the fires and, of course, keep them in business. Maybe that's all part of the plot. I don't know.
I like 41 down, blue nose sorts. I was thinking snobs, or, you know, stuffy, or Smurfs.
It was Smurfs, yes, indeed. So, yeah, 34 down. I don't know how to. I don't have a good Latin accent. Mirabile blank, wonderful to say Latin, and it was dictu. That did not come easily. And that you ran into 52 across, locale 60 miles south of the California-Oregon border, Mount Shasta. Did you know Mount Shasta?
No, but they have used Mount Shasta
really?
In puzzles before. So
it sounds like a soft drink.
Well, there is a soft drink called Shasta.
Maybe Mount Shasta is made up of a whole bunch of Shasta tins.
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know why I said that. 25 down, stick around school was ruler.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. Yeah, I was took a while, but. So, yeah, okay. Well, a good crossword by Sam Mazursky, the spelling bee champion or creator, I guess.
Creator.
And it is the end of the week, so it's time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yes.
And may I have the envelope, please? That's supposed to be the sound of me ripping open an envelope. And if you believe that, okay, let's see. We picked, what's that you say? Thursday.
Yes.
The winning crossword was Thursday. So for those of you who have forgotten the Thursday crossword, first of all, we highly recommend you listen back in the archives. You won't have far to go. And this one was, the theme was 20 across. Important warning before you answer, 32, 40, and 52 across. And the important warning was spoiler alert, because they took three movies, Finding Nemo, Kill Bill, and Free Willy, and revealed what they were. So the actual answers in the grid were, they found Nemo, she killed Bill, and he freed Willy.
Right.
It was very clever, very amusing. That was by Karen Lurie. So Karen Lurie,
congratulations
on winning the Jam Katwa. And if you just drop us a line, we are crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Our fabulous swag will be wending its way towards you in no time. As soon as we come up with fabulous swag. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please let us know. You, too, can write us, not just Karen Lurie, at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com to let us know what you think. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of Sunday's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.